Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is Mary Blake, your host. And Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, is a third-generation seer. Her grandmother and great-grandmother, both conscious mediums, taught her right from the crib intuitive sight and herbal medicine. And for a very long time, she's been channeling spirit wisdom in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. And now I'm going to bring you right on. Hi to Ada Marie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine today. It's a beautiful day. The sun is out and the wind has stopped a little, and we are having just a really beautiful, beautiful day. It's amazing how the weather can change like that. Just suddenly turn around and change. So I think if we could all change like the weather does, we would do well, because we could stay in a happy mood and let ourselves be happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, here in New York, the weather has been so crazy. It's been cold, and then the last 2 days it's been warm, but it's been cold, so cold. My Christmas cactus got mixed up and thought it was December and bloomed.
Started to bloom, yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah, and so I've got a beautiful, beautiful blossom on my Christmas cactus. So
well,
Merry
good.
Christmas to you.
You're welcome, and enjoy it, because it's a beautiful plant when it blooms. Really is.
It certainly is. So, yeah. Your spirit guides are here with us, I hope.
Yes, they are. Yes. And I had just recently found out about all the bombing and everything that was going on in the world, and sat down to do a prayer and pray for the consciousness of the people that do this kind of thing. And I got a real, very real answer. And it came as if somebody poured a bucket of water over me. And like a bucket of warm water got poured over me.
It was a shock almost, yeah. Uh-huh.
It was a shock of the feeling. But as the feeling kind of subsided, I realized that all of these people that are fighting and causing fights, you know, just creating bad things, all
mm-hmm.
of those people are short-lived, because the planet is going to make a big change. There'll be a big emotional change, and a lot of things that have been negative for a long time, people and conditions, well, just like having a big earthquake and everything turns upside down and the negativity is lost. So just as I was meditating on that for about 3 days, I get a telephone
mm-hmm.
call from somebody on the East Coast. And they said,
mm-hmm.
Ada, I said, yeah, stop getting rid of all the negative people, because we had the earth opened up like it was a crevice came open in the earth, and about 17 people fell in it, and they only got out 3.
Oh, my goodness. Where was that?
So I said, well, that wasn't me doing that. But, you know, you never
sure.
know, because some places
yeah.
they have earthquakes, and other places they have
uh-huh.
The earth just opens up. Down in Texas a few years ago, there was that place in the street that opened up, remember?
Yeah, and in Florida they have what I think they call them sinkholes.
Yeah.
And there was even a car was sank into
right.
the earth too.
And there was one in California
yeah.
too, down in the
mm-hmm.
the way down toward the, you know, toward Baja, and
yeah.
the ground opened up and a car went in that, and they got
mm-hmm.
the people out, but the thing was closing up and they only got the 2 people. The car itself is
my
still
goodness.
In there. So,
for heaven's sakes.
So
that's
you know,
remarkable.
You Yeah, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they never make that public knowledge. They don't want people to be scared, you know.
That's right. Well, it's very, very interesting that that all of these things are happening. I think the Earth is very, very seriously responding to what's been going on.
Yeah,
and the Earth
does
not like it.
No, the Earth is making a statement.
Yeah.
Things that were never a problem before are opening up now. They're just opening up.
That's right.
And you know, you got to stop and think, what is your attitude? If your attitude is positive and insightful and loving and kind, you won't be hurt by those things. But if you have negative thoughts and selfish dreams, you will be caught in some of that negativity. Because the negativity draws itself. It draws it.
It really does, yes.
Yeah, it'll draw right to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't want to
either.
Feed into that energy and make it stronger by focusing on it and concentrate and get.
We usually don't even talk about it, but I think some people need to know that it's their thoughts and their negativity actions that bring on them. That's what brings it on. So,
well, let's just send out loving energy and say this is just temporary. It's to teach some bad people a lesson, and let's just get it over with and get back to our happy thoughts and our productive lives
and working together in harmony. And just enjoy the beauty. I mean, my goodness, girl, you can hardly look anywhere that there isn't something that's nice to see, foliage or just things that are really nice. And there's no reason to have negative energy.
Absolutely. And it's a very beautiful planet we have here, our home. It's just so beautiful.
I think it's a beautiful planet, and I also think there's a lot of beautiful people on it. I think there's
some of them are waiting to talk to you, right, Ada Marie?
And the few that are negative, the good outweighs the bad.
It's true.
And some of those beautiful
people are waiting to talk to you right now. Are you
ready
to answer some questions?
Yeah,
okay,
I will.
Good. Okay, hold on.
Hi, this is Carla.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
I'm great.
And what can I do for you today, if I can help?
Okay, I was wondering what you see. I just rented space, an office space. And I work for myself. I have been working for myself 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what you see, how my business will be there.
What is the numbers on your space?
Oh, goodness. I don't know the office, you know, the complete address of it. I'm sorry.
No, I don't want the address. I just want the numbers that are on the door of your office.
There is no numbers. It's inside a medical
okay.
thing. There is numbers, yeah.
So do you know the numbers of the whole medical building?
No, I don't. Not
okay.
offhand.
It
what floor are you
like
on?
It's a very good place.
I'm on the first floor.
Pardon?
But there's only one floor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good thing. I think you'll do well there.
Okay.
You have that energy pattern of peace and joy, and that energy pattern is very, very positive when you have a place like that where there's medical and all kinds of things around you. So hold that energy, and you'll do well.
Okay.
You know, you've got to hold the energy.
I got a flash of a beam that was getting wide. And then I suspect it means your business is going to be expanding. You're going to be reaching out and shining the light into the area.
I see the expansion because the expansion comes with the office.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow or another, it's directly, that space is going to expand her business a lot.
I hope so. I'm praying.
Yeah, because not only are you friendly, the energy there seems, don't you see the energy friendly there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do.
I do too.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you'll do
I think you're going to be able to help a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
Oh,
Carla.
Good.
It'll be very, very nice.
Uh-huh. Well, very good.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to get started.
Well,
you'll
get started correctly at the right time.
Okay.
Just start out every day by thanking God for the miracles that are happening in your
mm-hmm.
life.
Because you're going to have a lot of them.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
Okay. Thank you so much. And have
you're
a
welcome.
Wonderful, blessed day.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, Carla.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Ada.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi. This is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi. How are you? How are you ladies doing?
Very good.
What is your question?
My question is, I don't know, I guess being very sensitive, I'm feeling a lot of this energy that you two were talking about in the beginning of the show. And I'm a very positive person. I became an RN about 2 years ago. And I have yet to find a hospital where there really are kind people, like not the patients, but my coworkers, other RNs. A lot of them are just, they're not nice people. And I don't know where I belong.
The only way you're going to change them, because they're negative because of the circumstances they live in, but is to compliment them and give them some kind of a pleasant thing, say something very, very pleasant to them every day when you meet them, to give them
mm-hmm.
that energy of joy, which you
mm-hmm.
have a great deal of. And
yes.
and you can think of something to say like that. Gosh, that's a great dress, or you look wonderful this morning, or whatever.
I like you. You changed your hair. I like it. You know, anything
yeah.
you can always find something
right.
nice about anybody. I mean,
yeah.
the ugliest person in the world has got something beautiful
about
them, you know. And you,
mm-hmm. yeah.
So
be sure that
when
the
you,
first thing you say is something that is positive and lifts her vibration immediately, because she's coming out of a place where there isn't any good thoughts.
Yes. It's very hard being that person, though, that while a lot of people around you don't. So you kind of feel like your energy is being drained all
mm-hmm.
the time. And I really feel tired all the time because
yeah.
of all the negativity. But I know
right.
I'm in this world for a reason. I'm supposed to be positive, and I am supposed to change the energy in places where I go. And I do that. So
good.
I just can't wait for that day that you guys are talking about where all the negativity is just going to go. And it's just going to be
it'll be
a
wonderful
place.
I mean, it just, you know, there's a lot of wonderful people in the world, and the number of negative people are few in comparison to the wonderful people that are positive and look forward to doing good. And we need to be able to send that energy of positiveness to those people. And I do
yeah.
it all the time. I run into that quite often. And
mm-hmm.
people say, well, you're just too happy. You shouldn't be that
yeah.
happy.
Yeah, there's people that get mad at you. They do.
Yeah.
They get mad at you. And let me tell you, I've had my share of problems. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
I've been ill, seriously ill, several times throughout my life. But I don't take that out on other people. Plus, I have a 22-year-old son that has autism, and he's nonverbal. And I
right.
still have a smile on my face every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me to understand people that do not. And I don't want to think down on them. I try not to do that because I don't know their circumstances.
Right.
And we're all different personality-wise.
But all we can give
know.
Them is a smile and a pleasant thought and a pleasant
mm-hmm.
greeting. Because
mm-hmm.
that way, no matter how negative their day has been, at least that's a light in that
yes.
darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So always remember, like, one time I walked into an office, and my goodness, I swear to God, the whole office was ready to chew you up.
Yes.
And I said, who's the first person that's going to hit me before I take another step? And everybody broke out laughing. They were all laughing so hard. I said, well, you look like you're about ready to do battle, and I haven't got any tools to battle with.
Well,
you know, I was doing some studies in England, and I was in a metaphysical group, and everybody was fighting with each other, and I took the two girls aside, and I said, listen, you know, the head of the boss guy, he's trying to divide and conquer, and he loves it when you two are fighting because he feels like that puts him on top. So why don't you just pretend to fight with each other, and then you can go out and have a beer together or something, you know? And they laughed so hard, and the next day one of them said, well, really, you always do this. And she said, well, so do you. And so, and they winked at me, and the boss was walking around so happy, you know, and then everything was fine. The whole atmosphere changed.
Yes, changes, exactly. But this
it,
is a rough
it was
group.
Hysterical.
I've had a hard
but
time.
I found
this is a
out,
rough group.
It's the most important thing is as a sensitive person, you need to hook into the universe, pull in the energy of the universe, and when you are full of that, none of the other energy can invade you. You need
okay,
to fill yourself up with the positive spiritual energy.
Yes. Okay, I got that.
Right,
that
so they
sense.
Can't get into that. They cannot get into that spiritual energy. It's
okay.
totally, you're totally protected. You can wrap yourself in white light, and you can wrap yourself in the violet light, and nothing can penetrate that. And you
okay.
can be calm, and you'd be amazed at how much you pick up from other people that you need to know about them so you don't have to deal with the negative part.
Yes, yes, this is true. I already pick it up. I think that's part of the issue. But I don't
right.
know how to protect myself, and I think that's what it is. I
right.
actually take it on, and all of a sudden I start thinking something's wrong with me, but it's nothing wrong with me. It's
no.
the other person. So.
And
right.
just remember,
okay.
the universe is perfect, and the universe is
yes.
on your side, and you are in a beautiful world and a beautiful universe, and it's like when it's raining outside, so you grab an umbrella and a raincoat. Big
yes.
deal.
Right. Okay.
And the earth needs the rain, so you can be grateful that you got some.
All right. Thank
that's,
you.
That's what I tell people. I say, they say, well, I hate a rainy day. I said, you shouldn't do that because you drink water.
Well, should I stay in the unit where I'm at, or should I move on? Do you
yeah.
see me staying there or moving on?
So... I mean, it's just, there's just a whole lot of things that people don't, they take it for granted. They don't realize that maybe those things are very necessary to keep our world just moving along at a good pace and everybody okay. Because
mm-hmm.
every once in a while, you know, you'll have an earthquake or there's some place that we'll be and the ground will open up. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is that telling you? Stop, look, and listen, right?
Yes.
Look at your attitude. Don't look at the people around you. Look at your attitude and see where your attitude is. How good is it?
Okay.
Do you think do you think she'll be moving into another job or another area?
Right.
Do you think so?
Yes.
You think, yeah?
Do I think, I think I'm answering your question. I'm not sure. What was that question?
I said, am I going to stay where I'm at now, or am I going to move someplace else to another unit? I actually got injured on the job, and I'm on modified duty, and I've been sent to a hospital in the same family, but it's a different hospital, but part of the same family. So I don't know if God's sending me there because he wants me there instead of where I came from.
It might be good, but it will depend greatly upon how you entered. If you entered and you were joyous or happy about something other than the hospital, and they saw you being happy, then that might spur them to be happier or be more enjoyable to be around.
Okay.
I mean, there's lots of ways to change people from negative to positive. And the best way is to find something that's very positive that you can say to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my goodness, you must have had a busy day because you look radiant for all the work you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll change their
attitude. I've been doing that,
That'll change their attitude.
That I compliment all
the time.
It'll
change their attitude real quick.
That's good.
All right.
Somebody
came
walking in the other day and they said, "Have you got any coffee?" I said, "Yeah. I got a whole can of it. Why, do you want it?" And they just looked at me, you know. They said, "No, I wanted a cup of coffee." I said, "You didn't say that. You just said, do you have any coffee?" And I answered your question. And then everybody started laughing, of course, because everybody else was drinking coffee. But it's how people approach you or how they respond when they first see you. You know right away what their attitude is.
Yes.
And then you have to change that attitude to something positive.
Yes.
So and then sometimes just...
It's not always
you know,
easy,
maybe,
but it can
maybe
be
maybe you're into taken into a negative attitude atmosphere because they need you to change the atmosphere. Who knows?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. So it has
to
happen.
Okay, we have some more questions coming up. Thanks a lot, Andrea.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
What is the question?
Wait a second. Hello.
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 Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Mm-hmm. Kate.
You're Kate. Okay.
Yeah.
Ada Marie, here we are. Kate has a question.
Okay.
Hi, Ada.
Hi.
My question has to do with romance and potential relationships.
Now, you've got to speak louder because your voice is too low. Speak louder. Your question is...
Okay, so in terms of... like relationships and possible romance in the future, if you saw anything for me.
I still didn't get it, honey. And
romance in the future.
Oh, there's plenty of romance in your future. Just like you just are picky, and sometimes you don't really you don't really give a person a chance. They might be nervous, so they're not quite as jovial as they normally would be because they're taken in by you, but you've got to give them a chance to, say something pleasant and happy and relax them so they can be nice, okay? Do you understand me?
Being more laid back. So being more laid back.
Mm-hmm. So you can change their, I mean, they may be just nervous. And if you say something funny, then they'll calm down.
You know, one of the interesting things is I'm getting something that you should look deeper into the people that are there. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
In other words, somebody may not be handsome, but they're beautiful inside.
Right, right. Beauty is as beauty does. That's what my grandmother used to say, that welcome is as it welcome does.
Yeah. So, are you there, Kate?
Yeah.
I can't hear her.
But I feel
there
like
she's
that would be more of a friendship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did we answer
okay.
her question?
I think we did, but I'm not sure whether she's satisfied with the question. But you know, we can only give you what we see. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Cage.
No problem.
She's very depressed.
Yeah. Well, she. I don't know what else she wanted. But I hope we gave her the best answer we could. Okay, which we always do anyway.
Yeah, we try our best.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi,
let's see who's here.
Hi, I'm Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, my question is, my project, I'm working temporary, and my project is coming to an end, and I'm wondering if you see some more steady work for me because I have to pay some back rent.
Now, your job is coming to an end?
No, my temp job.
She has a temp job, and she's looking for something more permanent and more lucrative, maybe.
Yes, to pay some rent. Yes.
Okay. Take pencil and paper tonight, and sit down at the table, and write out exactly the kind of job you want, the kind of people you want to work with, the kind of money you're going to accept, and the distance you have to drive to work. And be sure that you read it over and over, maybe two or three times, and rewrite where you have to get it to be right. Now, when you have completed it to your satisfaction, then the next thing you have to do is read it three times. Read it over three times. Read it three times and then put it under your pillow. I just about got run over by a truck.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I moved and he stopped.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's good.
I was sitting in the driveway. And the sun's out here, so I was out here sitting in the driveway. But I'm up and I'm okay, and the truck is gone.
That's good.
Did she hear what I said?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, I will do that tonight.
Pardon?
I will do
she
that tonight.
She says she'll do it tonight.
Okay, because everybody that does it very well succeeds. I mean, I've got private calls from people from this show that have done that, and they were amazed at how quickly it worked. So please try it. You got nothing to lose. You're not spending a dime. You're just spending lead on a pencil and a piece of paper.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good thing.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, so here we are. And I'm so happy that we have been able to send out some warmth and some light and some spiritual.
Okay, I'll be in a minute. My husband just hurt himself badly and he's bleeding from the wrist.
No. Well, maybe we had better let you go.
Well, how much time do we have? Do we have another 10 minutes?
Let's see. We
No, we had like half an hour left. So, but
oh, okay. Well,
but,
let me
but
see.
You need, but you go and I will hold the fort here. We don't have anyone right now who's asking a question. So,
okay.
Let me
go in and take look and.
Definitely.
If we can just put a pad on it, we'll be okay.
Good. Okay. You take care of the emergency.
I'm on my way to look right now.
Okay.
We'll see what he's doing here.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Mark?
So everything is.
That stupid board in the back fell off and it just ripped my hide off.
Okay. Let me see your arm and let me get you something.
Okay. Ada Marie, can you put the phone down?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So, we do have someone else who's calling. Let me see who's this. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
Here's some dry.
You called in at a kind of an odd moment because Ada Marie is taking care of an emergency right now.
Okay.
But this is Mary Blake, and perhaps I can talk with you. I'm a spiritual healer.
Okay.
So,
yeah, I hear that going on in the background. Maybe do you want to mute her?
No, she's in Arizona and I'm in New York City.
Oh, on the radio. You're able to through your console.
Oh yeah.
It's
absolutely.
Yeah.
Is Ada Marie, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay, good. She's such a wonderful healer, it doesn't take very long. This is Karen who has a question.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, it's actually Jessica, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jessica. I'm sorry. I'm blanking out for a second.
That's all right. We all do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a question. Do you see this bakery hiring me on a part-time basis?
What are you asking me?
There's a bakery that's around the corner for me.
Yeah.
And I applied for a job, but the lady hasn't really been so good about it. She called me once, and, like, it took her 2 weeks to contact me, and then there's a whole story. And I called a couple of times to follow up. I just called right now again. So I wanted to see if you see them hiring me.
Well, I think she's very interested in you, or she wouldn't be taking your phone calls.
Well, I haven't spoken to her yet. I've just been leaving a message. She called me once and left a message for me, but, they were busy. And
yeah.
I'd like to start working a part-time job, for a couple of hours a week.
Well, I have a feeling that they are very busy and that she will call you back and you will be able to start, but you'll probably start next week. I don't know why. But we're almost.
Well, what I was getting is that you should go in person and say, "I know you're so busy, you must need me."
Haven't you gone in and met the lady?
Well, I met the son because it's a family business. I met the son, and I was thinking of stopping in again. But every time I call, the owner's not there. So if I just stop by again, she's probably not going to be there again. I don't know. I mean, they are quite busy.
How much energy are you willing to put out for the job that you want?
I'm not.
And if it's just around the corner and it's a nice place and it's someplace you'd like, just stop there two or three times. The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Well, get up early in the morning and drop in when it first opens.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's
I wonder
the best
if she's
bet.
There then. Okay, I'm not. Yeah.
That really makes a statement. That makes a statement that you are interested and that you do get up and you are willing to work.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, because that kind of leads into, I mean, do you see me getting a part-time job or just doing,
I see
or
you getting
a
job, but I mean, you know, it'll depend on a great deal on how happy you are when you walk in. I'm serious.
I'm agreeing. That's why
yeah.
I'm laughing.
And
okay.
And you know, also a compliment that you really love coming in there. That it just makes you happy to come
yeah.
in and see all those beautiful bakery items. You know?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
You can never lose
you can
by complimenting
job,
somebody.
You got to go in the morning early. Because they start early. They start around 4 or 5 a.m., but they don't open, I don't think, until probably 8 or 9.
Right.
They'll be there so you can get in when they open. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was holding off from, like, kind of pursuing it, like, so hard as far as going in because, I mean, maybe they're, I don't know. I guess it's sort of I get a little bit tired of following up with that because I know it's, like they're probably paying $10 an hour or something, you know, and I would like something that's higher paying.
Well, you'll just have to work it out with yourself and get there early so that tells them that you're interested, really interested, and then they'll take the time to talk to you because they're very busy. It's a very busy place.
Okay.
It sounds to me like you're overthinking this and making all kinds of assumptions about what's going on when you don't have enough information to decide anything, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I do that.
Yeah,
I'm really good at doing that.
I call it the Woody Allen syndrome. There was a show with Woody Allen, and he had a blind date, and he bathed 3 times, and he changed clothes 6 times, and he was trying to figure out whether he should take her chocolate or flowers, so he decided to take her both. So he's walking down the street with the chocolate in one hand and the flowers in the other hand, and suddenly he says, "What if she doesn't like redheads? What if she doesn't like guys with freckles? What if she doesn't like guys with glasses? What if she doesn't like Jewish fellas?" And by that time, he's standing at the door. He knocks at the door. She opens the door. She says, "Hello, you must be Woody." He says, "Here, take the damn candy and flowers. Who wants to go out with you anyway?"
What movie? Did you say what movie is that?
I can't remember, but it may have been just one of his skits. But you see what you are doing. You are thinking about all the things
too.
That can go wrong, and maybe they're
yeah.
not paying enough,
you're setting
and maybe
up
they're
roadblocks.
Too busy, and maybe they don't want you. See, you've beaten yourself before you started.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, it's a bad habit. I'm working out of it. Yes.
Well, it's obviously not working for you, so you might as well quit it and try something else.
Right.
Okay.
Amen to that. I agree with that. Okay, thank you for sharing that example, because I've been doing that with my business as well, and I noticed it today, and it was sort of hard to get out of it, but you made me laugh, so that got me out.
That's a good thing.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Okay.
So now you know your attitude is the only thing that you have total control over.
I know, and when you have the right attitude, everything works out, and I 100% know that. So
that's what Anna Marie has been trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, when you get into, like, little funks, it's sort of rewiring, you know, like, stop it.
Yeah. Tell them, Satan, get behind me. I don't need you.
Yeah.
That's what my grandma used to say, Satan, get behind me. I don't need you.
I'll have to try that. I have to try something new to stop it, because I see when I'm doing it and it's still,
just
you kind of go down that
it.
Little
no.
hole.
When you start
just,
to do
just,
it, say, wait a minute, Satan, get behind me. And he will.
Right, clear that energy.
Alone.
Yeah,
okay.
cancel, and think about Woody Allen. Do you really want to live your life like that?
No, it's terrible. I you know, I've done it for so many years, and I've noticed it now, which is great, because then you can heal it. And I've been doing that, clear, cancel, stop it, clear, cancel. And it's just all day today. It's been coming up in various forms. So it's, you know, go distract myself with something else. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a great day. Bye.
Okay. Is everything okay with your with your emergency there? It's all taken care of?
Yeah, it's fixed. I fixed it. You got
okay,
a bad cut
good.
In the bathroom cleaning it up.
Okay.
So
that's
he'll be
good.
Fine.
Great. Well, I figured he would. He's got a healer right there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you know,
okay.
everything he needs is right there in the bathroom. So.
Exactly.
He'll be fine.
So
what are we doing now? Who are we talking to?
Well, I think we may have run out of questions.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I do believe.
Are we having a busy day, or are we having a pleasant day?
Oh, I think we had a pretty good day, actually.
I think we've had a good day, too.
Yeah, everyone who is there, just make sure that, okay, this may be someone new. Hello?
Nope, it's the same person
Hello?
You just spoke to. Hi, it's Tony.
Oh, okay. Okay, good enough. I just wanted to make sure I saw the question mark there. That means somebody does have a question. So, okay, great. So we need to I think say a prayer for the planet. Can you do that?
Yes,
Ada
we
Marie?
Certainly can. We certainly can. And what I really feel that people should reach into their heart and see our planet in perfect harmony with the universe. Now, if we're in perfect harmony with the universe, then we are not going to have negative things happening, because they can't happen when you have positive energy surrounding you. So as we bow our heads and talk to God and ask Him to send us all of the help He can to bring us into a positive state of awareness, and that in that positive state of awareness, we'll be able to have a healthy, harmonious, and wonderful planet filled with delight and love and happiness everywhere you go. And that is an important thing and a very necessary thing, that we may keep on moving forward in a positive manner.
Good. And I just want to say that the... that there were about 40 people over in Syria that died very painful deaths, and what I'm being told is that they are volunteers, and they are going straight. They need to go straight to the most beautiful place that they can possibly go right now, because their sacrifice alerted the world to some really horrible cruelty and some vicious things that are going on to hurt people, and so now that the world is aware, we need to focus on eliminating all of that hate and that cruelty in the world.
Right, we must focus on harmony and peace filling every cell and molecule of every person in that planetary energy pattern. We must stay positive.
Exactly.
That's very important. somebody says, well, how do you do that? I said, how you do that is you close your eyes and you find the pink, and then you have a little chat with God, and you feel the pink flood your body, and you feel it coming from every direction, and there you are in a harmoniously peaceful, joyful place, and all pain and negativity disappears.
And pink is divine love.
Pardon?
So you are, pink is divine love. So we that is the energy around the color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know what's the matter. My phone is going out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So I believe we need to wrap up and say we're sending out the beautiful, beautiful pink light to fill the whole world and fill the wonderful listeners that call in and support and the supporting enjoying our show and
right.
Just end with love and light
to everyone, everywhere, all over the planet, and especially in our own areas. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, and bless everyone, and see you next week.
And please have a wonderful week, okay? Bye-bye.
Good. Bye.